mean, I did take a shower. I have no sound. No sound on the mic.
Oh, it's not turned up.
Oh. There we go. Am I off the podcast?
Never.
No, I just
you never get to leave.
Oh, I'm never off.
It's not about choice.
Okay.
On this podcast.
Well, hello.
So that's how today is going to
that's
go.
That's how we start.
Hi, guys. Well, how are you guys doing?
Chelsea. Good. I don't feel right starting this way. Hey, Basics. It's Amy.
It's Travis.
Well, hello. It's Chelsea. Okay.
She's the Basic Brunch Cast.
Okay, fine. It's Chelsea.
You don't get to redo it.
I mean, there's no go backs.
Yeah, no go backs.
That's who you are the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm like Adele. Hello from the other side.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening on the other side.
Nothing good.
I'm just here.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome to the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1:30.
Yep.
Which is kind of brunch time.
Yes.
We had lunch.
We did have lunch.
And alcohol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Seltzers.
Yep. My ranch water after a long journey. I have my water bird.
We had to drive to Charlottesville.
We drove to Charlottesville for it.
Yeah.
And I would do it again.
Yeah.
I will probably have to do it again.
Probably. Because you'll never find that here.
Yeah.
How did you find out about ranch water?
Instagram.
Okay.
So I started seeing all these girls on Instagram drinking tequila and soda water with lime in a can. And I was like, well, excuse me?
That is my drink.
I'm old enough to remember the days where we had two choices in cans, basically beer and then bottles of Zima or Smirnoff, really gross type things, right? So now I see these people have evolved into having tequila and soda water in cans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to evolve with them. As you know, I'm constantly on this journey to evolve with
the
Gen Zers that are 21 plus.
Is that evolving or devolving?
I definitely feel like I'm living in my 20s, but in a more grown up way.
Okay.
So
you can afford to live in
your
20s.
Right. They're still having to make these in big pictures probably, but yeah. I'm getting my ranch water. So I saw it on Instagram. I saw it was popular in Texas. And then I thought I will find this someday. I did not know we'd find it in Virginia.
Yeah. Until we did.
We saw the whole factory.
Yeah.
We watched them making it.
We walked to the factory.
You did?
Bad news. You can't buy it at the factory.
Oh,
but yeah. We got to see it made.
Yeah. We stood there for a little bit and then left.
Yeah.
What's the process like?
You have to watch it from the outside in the windows.
We were outside. We weren't on a tour.
We were watching it through the windows.
We were on a hike.
Oh,
this was not sanctioned. This wasn't a sanctioned look at our operation. This was, we're peering through the windows and watching what you're doing.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I mean, they had giant windows, so they were kind of asking for us to look through them.
It was invitation only.
Yeah.
Basically invitation.
Yeah, they basically invited
us. We were implied invitation. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Okay.
It was implied.
Yeah. Okay. It was implied that you look through their windows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Okay. They basically said, look through these windows. They're giant.
Yeah.
And we said, we will do what you asked.
Right.
Okay. And then we did it. Yeah. And then we left.
And then we went to a beer run store and bought all of the ranch water they had, but we're probably going to need more.
Amy bought their entire stock.
That feels necessary.
I mean, it's a journey. I mean, think about the price per can with the drive, if I have to drive 4 hours.
You want to reduce the price as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. We're all about planning and responsibility here.
I think $1 a can is probably good.
Reasonable.
Reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have $1 to get your worth out of it.
Yeah, every can.
For that shirt too.
Mm-hmm.
$1 per use.
See you next week.
In the shirt.
I'm wearing my Badass Babes Club shirt that Chelsea and Travis gave me for my birthday.
Yep.
So I'm extra badass today.
Yes.
We hope we'll get one for our birthday so we can be in the club
with
Amy.
You can be babes with me.
Yeah.
Perfect. Or maybe she's just
coming
the
this
head
winter.
Of the club.
Yeah.
No, you'll definitely get them this winter.
No, not this winter because we hate Capricorns.
Yeah. Ugh. Hate them.
We don't. I don't.
That bitch at the bar did.
My goodness.
I wanted to snap her
there
neck.
There are Capricorns around you, ma'am.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, you're being offensive to me.
Yeah. So real quick, we were getting a beverage last night. And the table next to us, it was a lot. There was a group
there
of people.
Like 12 of them, I feel
like. Yeah, they moved to two tables together.
We're not even sure that's pandemic allowed yet. I know it is, but I'm still not sure.
Yeah, but
it's a large group.
That's fine. Whatever. We don't personally want to be around that many people, but you can. But what you can't do and shouldn't do is then just proceed to have a conversation where you scream about how much you hate Capricorns. And certain Capricorns we do hate, but not Travis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's rude.
It's rude.
It's There's rude.
And she made a blanket statement. I hate all Capricorns.
Yeah, I hate all Capricorns.
I thought there was something she said near that.
There was some girl she met who was a Capricorn who she didn't like. Well, girl, I've met a Capricorn I can't stand and I still like Capricorns.
Right. We can't generalize based on one stupid bitch.
We don't give the sign to said stupid bitch. She does not get to get the Capricorn sign.
She doesn't own it.
Right.
Yeah. She is one specific type of Capricorn.
Psycho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The rest of us are just a little bit hard to get along with.
we get along with you fine. Yeah. So it's I think it's them. A them thing.
Yeah, it is. It's them.
Okay.
And
so
that,
then poor Travis had to sip his beverage with knowing
with tears
right
in his eyes.
Him,
yeah.
Hated him.
Hated me.
With little tears dwelling up in his eyes.
It's okay. Luckily, other tables were calling him over and fanning over him. So he recovered.
Well, they were drunk. Listen, very drunk.
But what we accept drunk fandom.
I was afraid at first because I was like, oh, no, not again.
Well, he kept saying, come here, come here. And I was like, is he talking to me? This is strange. I don't know him. But then I thought, oh, my God.
No, Travis said,
maybe
I know him.
Yeah, I know. I was like, maybe I know him and I don't realize I know him. And then, God, I'm a terrible person because it just probably means we hooked up one time.
But
and I don't
know
who you are.
But I love that you were bold enough to walk over and say, do I know you? It wasn't mean. It was like, it was just like, oh no, do I know you?
Was it like 2 a.m.? Is that how I know you? Because I don't know you.
Because he was happy. He was really excited. Yeah. So we're like, he just wanted to tell me
he really liked my hair.
Well, I thought he was kidnapping you. Yeah. So I was like, give us back our friends.
Well, then he moved the chair out from the table and he goes, sit down with us. And I was like, well, I'm here with my friends. And he said, then leave our table. I said, okay.
Well, I couldn't tell what was going on because when I walked out there and it was just me to grab the table, you know, you have on a graphic tee, you're not really thinking about what it says. Yeah. So immediately he goes, did you bring all the positive vibes? And I was like,
oh my.
Because your shirt said positive vibes.
So my shirt said positive vibes. And at first I was like, why the fuck are you talking to me? And then I realized he was just like fun and happy. And I was like, all of them. I brought all of them. And then they just
one
were
will
like,
be right here.
Yeah. They're like,
it's
yay.
Travis.
Yeah.
And his little group was like, yay, or whatever. And but then I also wasn't sure if he was a straight male or if he was gay. So then
gay.
When he called you over, I was like, this already happened to us one time in Asheboro. We had to protect our friend.
Travis will not hug you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Is this
Adam
like an
Christ.
Adam Christ's brother?
Yeah, no. This was not an Adam Christ situation.
Okay.
This was a gay man who had had three too many vodkas who wanted to talk to me. But
you know what, guys? Good for us for getting to the bar.
Yeah.
Not three too many cocktails in.
Yes.
Yes.
Being that mature table that can clearly recap the night before about that other table.
Well, it's because
at
10 o'clock we said, we're done. We'll be finished. We will go home.
And then we all sort of lingered like, no, five more minutes.
But then we did
but
it.
We went home.
Yeah.
Because we are so mature.
So mature. Very responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to us during a pandemic that made us not responsible.
No.
Because we had a special guest with us at
dinner.
We did. My sister came. The ultimate fangirl of the Basic Brunch Cast.
Yes.
One of our original listeners.
And we've never met her before.
And she said, I'm a little nervous because I know Travis and Chelsea really well from the podcast. So is it going to be weird? And I was like, no.
We don't care.
We have multiple listeners. They're used to it.
Yeah.
One girl.
I think
several.
I said, it's fine. She probably knows us better than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't retain this information the
she
following
has
week.
She feedback on who we are as people. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear it.
Just hang out with us.
There was something I said to her last night. She goes, oh, yeah, you talked about that on the podcast.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
So she already knew the story. And I was like, well, don't have to retell that. Let's
so we brought one of our fans out. We do bring our fans out, just so everyone knows. So if you want to be a super fan, we'll probably take you out and split the check four ways. Just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. You'll love it.
But also, she brought her kids to visit. So she has twins that just turned 5. And I'm not a mom. And I like kids. They're super adorable and fun. But by the first night that they went back to their Airbnb after being here, and they were only here for about 4 hours that day, I laid in bed scrolling social media and I was like, Ty, my entire body hurts and I can't get up to get my gym clothes for tomorrow. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I asked a few other moms and my sister if this was normal. And they're like, yeah, this is how we feel all the time. And I was like, oh, my existence is drained. So mimosa cheers, maybe no orange juice mimosa cheers. Or to maybe, all the moms out yeah. there, more, something more than that.
Just maybe take a shot of vodka. Mimosa
cheers with a little splash mm-hmm. of vodka, tequila,
whatever you need.
A tequila sunrise.
Something in there.
Respect at breakfast, like Tuesday breakfast, we don't care. Whenever you need this, we don't judge.
We do not judge. I mean, I saw, so I picked my mom up to go to the airport this morning, and I saw, I think, a kid's pool party happening at 9:30 in the morning.
In your mom's neighborhood?
In my mom's neighborhood. And
it's
the
an early start.
Dads were drinking beer
at 9:30 in the morning.
At 9:30, so
what time do you think the party ends? Like noon?
The
11?
The moms are tired. The dads are tired. The moms are more tired because they're probably doing the most out of the work. I don't know what time the party ends. We left at 10:30. The party was still happening. I saw a little baby was being passed around. Yeah.
So this has taught us one thing: we're not the only broken people.
Yeah, and
the whole world is broken.
So far, I feel pretty solid in my decision not to have kids. And I love hanging out with the kids of people that I love.
Right.
I would never like not love them because that would be crazy of the people's kids that you love. You love their kids too. I just don't want them. And I really want to support the moms out there who have them by inviting you to our brunch bottomless mimosas.
Yeah.
Especially because we now understand after my moments with them that you don't have a lot of free moments. So please pour a lot of champagne and tequila in that glass while you're playing our podcast in the middle of the chaos.
The closet.
Yeah.
From the closet.
Yeah. Wherever it has to be.
Or
all
don't go in the closet. The closet's not a fun place.
Okay, the bathroom.
Yeah,
whatever,
go to the bathroom,
wherever you can best hide.
Yeah.
You know the spot in
your
house.
Yeah, I don't know the hiding spots. I just assume the closet.
Get
but...
in the bathtub.
Okay.
Pour the shower curtain.
Pretend like you're showering.
It doesn't even matter
I
if there's
like water
in the bath.
I feel like that actually doesn't matter because kids will still come in there. So
where
maybe get on your roof. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be safe, though. Be
hide
safe.
Hide from them.
Yeah.
And drink.
With us.
We encourage that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a miracle that I made it here safely because
you were driving really fast.
No, I was driving fine. You have to drive safely with your mother in the car.
Oh, this was okay.
Yeah, but I dropped her off at the airport. It was a little busy. Very interesting to see the people doing the travels. She was concerned about the 10-hour masking journey that she's getting ready to go on.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I don't look forward to anything that involves me wearing a mask for 10 hours.
In a little tube in the air.
Which is what it is.
Right.
When you really start thinking about these things, I'm like, this little germ tube.
Right.
And how does it stay up in the air? It is a heavy
that I prefer
piece
not to think about.
Of metal that gets up there and then just stays.
And we make sure we don't hit any of our friends.
And then it comes back down.
Right.
But doesn't crash into the ground as it's coming back down. Like none of it.
Sometimes landing. You think you're going to crash.
You do.
With the little boom, 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 boom.
None of traveling. Like I do enjoy traveling and I actually do enjoy being on a plane, but all of that, the aerodynamics and the physics and all that, I'm like, none of this seems, not real. This seems made up.
No,
it seems
a plane
like.
It's not relaxing to me. It just feels like the means to the end because
yeah.
Think about people post pandemic. They're throwing things at athletes. They go on flights and they refuse to wear their masks. They're yelling at the flight attendant.
Yeah.
They go to a restaurant. They act tragic. People are bad broken, not funny broken.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if I had to be in this metal tube with them for
that
hours.
That is true.
And
I'm talking pre-pandemic. Okay. I haven't been on a plane yet since October.
We don't remember.
2019.
I honestly don't remember my last flight.
My last flight was Halloween Day. 2019.
I guess mine was December of 2019.
That is so long ago.
Oh,
like almost 2 years.
I was living on the edge flying in January 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we had known.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know yet.
Just at a trashy resort in Orlando. Love that as my last trip. Also, public service announcement post-pandemic. Please keep your socks and shoes. You can take your shoes off, but please do not take your socks off on the plane if you will be walking around going to the bathroom putting them please don't walk around go to the bathroom with no socks on and then put them up on the armrest by my seat. We need not for people to do that.
So gross.
Yeah.
So sorry listeners, but we are judging if you do that.
Yeah.
Please. We're just asking.
I always wear like a slip-on shoe. And I don't take my feet, like I don't take my shoes completely off. But what I do is I do the little like, where you do like that.
Okay, so what he's doing is pulling his heel.
Just my heel out.
Out of the shoe. I bring an extra pair of socks that are airport only socks. And I bring a pair that I will wear through TSA because I think it's disgusting. We have to take our shoes off at the airport. That's disgusting.
And what if you're wearing sandals by mistake?
I bring socks.
And I've done it on the
barefoot
like,
trotting through the terminal.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I completely forget sometimes.
Because you're... Yeah.
Not just
you're not thinking about it.
Yeah. And I've like, if you, and each time it's when I'm coming home, I'm in vacation mode, I've got sandals on. And I, as soon as I get up to the line, I'm like,
no.
Oh, gross. I'm going to throw up. And then I'm just like, the whole time I'm mortified and I'm like ready to just throw up everywhere because I'm like, I'm
barefoot. But nobody else around you cares.
No one cares. It's just more of me. I'm just like
flopping around there. Like it doesn't matter.
I care. I'm looking at your feet.
I just, I'm like, gross.
I'm trying not to look at your feet.
Yeah, and then Lord forbid that it's a situation where you're really not prepared and it wasn't maybe like a tropical vacation mode. Like, okay, maybe you were in on a winter vacation and you don't have the best feet. And so now you're just like tromping through the airport.
Like, I haven't had a pedicure in 8 months. You guys like this?
But you know what's even worse than that? When it's not summer, everyone's dressed in normal clothing. And that group that's about to go somewhere tropical shows up at the airport already dressed like
adorable.
They're in said tropical place. And I'm just like, so jealous.
And I want to buy them.
So jealous.
BYE them.
Yeah.
Bye.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you
strut
show
through the
up
airport
to this trip
being
to,
fun.
To my trip to Ohio.
Right.
In your hibiscus t-shirt as you're headed off to the Caribbean. I'm going to the armpit of America.
And you're glowing.
And you look like you're about to get a tan. Great. Ugh. Bastards.
This is why we'll never have a table of 10 people at the bar.
No.
Oh, God. I miss traveling.
Well, it was funny because my mom, when I showed up today, and I didn't even notice it, but she goes, I look really tacky in this pink shirt and green pants, but I don't care. And I was like, well, no one cares. Yeah. We don't care when we travel. I'm like, I didn't even look at your outfit. Yeah. It didn't look tacky.
Right.
She had on what was comfortable. And I don't know. I think it'll be interesting the first time for me specifically when I go back on a plane because I just know I will be so annoyed with the whole entire thing. And please, can we have every other seating moving forward?
Like
I really
forever.
Don't like forever. I don't. I really just that's really close for a stranger to sit next to you.
Yeah. Your arms touch.
Yeah.
There are times in that flight where your arms will touch. And I can't help but watch what they're doing. So I'll probably watch your iPad.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
And forget about
it. I'm nosy.
You could be preparing for a work meeting. And
I'm
preparing with you.
I'm reading your slides. I've got notes for you on your grammar.
I'm all in.
I'm like, oh, I don't think you should say it that way. Maybe I would rephrase that. Oh, comma right there.
I now want to work with you.
Yeah.
I think I should work there.
I'm interested in what they do for a living.
Right.
Like, that's
very,
my house.
Yeah.
We should be employed there.
And I love it when you're on one with it. Like with internet on the airplane, because then they're like doing work emails, and I'm like,
yes,
oh,
Susan,
you better tell her not to talk to you like that. This is an inappropriate chain of command. This is inappropriate. You write her back right now and tell her no.
You just reach over and go, do you mind if I take over?
You're not doing a good job of. I'm gonna just write this email for you. You can approve it, I guess. But I'm just gonna finish this for you. I know all about your job now because I've been reading it for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember if we've ever talked about this, but I think we have. We've talked about preferences on seating on the podcast before.
I think so.
Okay. So I'm now an aisle seat person. I will never like to be in the middle where someone's taking a nap and I can't get over to them.
And I'm a window seat person because I said I dehydrate myself to not have to go to the bathroom on flight.
Okay.
And I want to control the window.
And we know and sleep Travis on it. Will not like the middle.
No, but I'm always the middle. So
because of Brian.
Because of Brian. So
he
if I
so
travel alone, then I will.
You're allowed to travel alone?
I've traveled alone a few times. They just let kidding. You leave the house.
Oh my
Wait,
gosh, that's so
is
nice.
Is that a benefit
cool.
of being a man?
Wow.
Yes, men are allowed to leave their house
that
alone.
That must be so empowering.
Yeah, very empowering. I will do the aisle, but if I'm traveling with Brian, then he gets the aisle and I'll take the middle seat. So
you wouldn't do like Brian in the aisle and you in the aisle in the window, or you in the aisle.
And then
front.
Let's just put some stranger
people
in.
People do that and it's so uncomfortable middle? And talk over you because
no,
they want the good
I wouldn't,
seats.
I wouldn't do that to somebody. I'll take the middle and just be fine because it's also easier for them. Then I don't feel so guilty because if they say, hey, can I get out? Me and Brian are together. So it's a very easy, like it's as a group, we're getting out together.
Okay, but pre-pandemic, when you had to start paying to select which
yeah, that's
seat you
annoying.
In advance,
oh my
I'm
gosh.
Now I sit anywhere person because I'm not paying yeah. an extra $30 to pick that I sit in the aisle or window.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
That makes me so furious. I will outplay that game. I will get to the airport. I'll check in. I'll look at the options then. I'll assume everyone else has picked. I'll have a whole strategy about it, but I feel so controlled by that whole, do you want to not hate your life? Well, you two bought tickets together. You have to pay $30 each if you'd like to sit next to each other. No one else wants to sit next to us.
Yeah.
So this is a deliberate FU to make us pay more money.
Yeah.
I asked the whole plane. They don't want to sit next to me.
Yeah. There's a reason, but I don't know what it is.
We took a poll. I don't know.
That Southwest stresses me out.
Oh, I can't fly Southwest. Southwest because of the stress. Of
no, I'm not getting
in the last minute. Like you have to get your ticket. You have to get checked in. You have to all that stuff.
It
so
all
that
has to happen precisely.
Precisely so that you get
times.
Into the first
the
round.
A group.
The
you
A group.
Have to be in
like
the A group.
No.
And, well, here's
too
the thing.
Much.
I don't mind if someone sits next to me. I understand that's how it works.
Yeah.
But I always feel like if I sit next to someone. That it's creepy, like in some way, like I chose to sit next to mm-hmm. them or something. So then the whole flight, I feel like I'm like, I picked you.
Yeah.
It just feels so
you're my
creepy.
Person.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you and I decided.
And I looked at you and I picked you.
It's you. You're the one
and then
I
they
will
know
sit beside.
I picked them. So that's a power move for them.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care.
I feel like that the whole flight though.
One of the last flights Brian and I went on, there was like this weird, like it wasn't a crack in the window, but there was just like a little, like it
oh,
looked like a little crack.
I hope not. Just a little breeze was blowing yeah. in.
Was and the person sitting by the window, because obviously I was in the middle, Brian was in the aisle, and I was trying to just be silly. It didn't.
Travis, we don't make jokes about air.
I know
window
it didn't
cracks.
Go well. I looked at the person and I go, "If it busts while we're flying and you start to get sucked out, I'll pull you back in."
Travis, what did they say?
They did not laugh. They go. Okay.
I would honestly be like, thank you.
This person probably has major like flying anxiety. And Travis is like, if this plane busts open, don't worry. Then, I'll save you, which
I'll
is not
you.
Even possible.
But
also
the person
yeah. that
counts.
Yeah, yeah.
You start ordering all these vodkas next to them and they're like,
we thought you were supposed
not
to
save me.
No, this actually is my strength. My strength comes yeah. from this vodka. You
this
want me,
fuels me.
You want me
Tito's
to have this.
Specifically.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
That it also makes me think about the people that sit in the emergency exit row and
yeah. they're not going
and
to
and the flight
us.
Attendant's like, hello, please, sir, you please take your headphones off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is about the safety of this entire plane. And so they just like slide one ear off and they're like, what's up? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you agree?
I need a verbal agreement.
Yeah. A verbal agreement. Guys,
he didn't hear a word you said.
And nobody, we're all going to be in panic mode. Nobody's going to save. There's
no
going to be one
anyone.
Hero on this plane right. that's probably not
he's
sitting
not
the in the emergency
row.
He's not.
Row.
He's sitting in
he's
the
a
very
born
back
leader.
By the lavatory, mm-hmm. and he's going to be the one running up to
yeah.
save us.
He
that
or she.
Guy
he's listening from the back row.
That yeah. works at Wall Street with his headphones on. Is,
who has perks that got him that seat.
He is not saving
us. Not saving
us.
No.
He's going to be freaking out.
He's also
probably
doesn't pay taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's terrible.
He's not saving America, and he's not saving us on this flight. So. We can't count on him.
So now these are the things that I feel like I will be concerned about when I fly again because I have no like general faith in humanity now.
Yeah, none.
Because we've seen that they're pretty selfish. So maybe yeah. in other countries they're a little better. If you are from another country listening to this, please DM us on Basic Brunchcast on Instagram and tell
us. Let
us
know.
If you're,
and then can you adopt us?
Yeah, if your we'd country like has any
we haven't asked
yes.
for adoption from another country for a while.
For a
yeah,
while.
So,
so
it's time.
Probably time. If your country did a better job of like just being good humans, we'd like to come there.
Yes. We'll be good humans there. We
I
promise.
Just read an article about how like a 23-year-old person pretended to be 7. So I can try to do that and you can adopt me. It's
wait,
fine.
Wait.
Please tell us more about this.
It was insane. It was an insane article. Apparently,
was it an internet ploy?
No. This was huge. They
was it to be adopted?
She was from Ukraine and then lied about her age and said that she was a child. And then they got adopted by a family in the United States. And then once she was there, the family was like, something seems not right about this child. She seems like not a child. She had like a bone.
I mean, did she sign herself up for the adoption?
That part's hard to trace back because
she wanted to come here
from Ukraine.
Oh,
well, okay. From Ukraine.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
From Ukraine. Okay.
And so she has like a bone thing.
So she looked younger.
Looked young and looked very short, not bigger than 4 feet. And so as the months went by, they were like, something just seems off about this child. She seems to be more mature than she should be, and she seems to know things that a child shouldn't know. She was very disinterested in playing with their other children.
Oh my gosh.
And with toys. But when older teenagers or adults were around, she wanted to interact with them and only hang out with them. So they took her to like two different doctors. The first doctor was like, no, she's a child. And they were like, we just don't believe that. So they took her to a bone density doctor, and the bone density doctor was like,
You're not.
These bones are the bones of a 20-something-year-old.
But can you imagine going to the doctor? You'd feel crazy being like, can you see if my child's a child?
Yeah.
You would not feel well.
Yeah. So what they did was they were like, you're not a child. So they petitioned the court to have her age changed. The court agreed to change her age based off of the bone density test from the doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
So they set her up with an apartment. They said, we'll pay for your apartment for a year. So you can get your...
These parents?
Yeah. So you can get your feet on the ground, but you're not a child, and we're not... You're not our child.
Like, how old was she?
The bone density test assumed she was somewhere around 23.
Wow.
And then they moved to Canada because their kid got a scholarship for a school in Canada. Well, now they're in trouble for child abandonment.
Of this adult?
Because another family took her in and took her to a different doctor, and that doctor says that she's only 16.
And she knows how old she is.
She has to. But I actually, as I was reading all of this, I was like, the problem here that it's not being addressed in any of these articles is that she obviously has some mental illness.
Yeah.
Because you don't say you're 6 or 7 years old if you're in your 20s, or even if you're 16 or 17, unless there's some mental illness there. They, you know, left her by herself. And so you are leaving somebody who has a mental illness that thinks that they're a child or wants to be a child.
Right.
Now they're in an apartment by themselves. So she couldn't get a job. She got evicted from the apartment. All this stuff happened. And I was just, as I was reading it, I was like, I kind of felt bad for everyone involved. Cause I'm like, well, I feel bad for you because like, obviously no one who is mentally well is going to lie to that extent about their age.
We're in our 30s, and I would not mind being adopted. So maybe she's just super savvy.
Maybe.
As you're saying this,
smart.
You then say they gave her an apartment for a year and paid for everything. And I'm like, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, but it just, the whole way the story went down, I was like, it just felt like there's no way she was fully able to like make certain decisions on her own. And then the way that the family is now being like treated, because this other family took her in. And so the other family is like, you're bad people. You abandoned her. So now they're being shamed for abandoning her. But the court system obviously allowed for that because they approved the age change. It was very interesting. I don't even know how I found it or stumbled across it.
That was going to be my question. How did you find this?
Right. I don't remember. I was Googling something and I was like, what is this? And then I just started reading it. And I was like,
oh,
I never did.
Then 35 minutes later, I was like, well, that article is very intriguing. Yeah. So that's one of the things I did this week.
That's interesting.
That's sometimes what I do at nighttime. I just Google things and then end up somewhere
just
else.
Follow the rabbit hole on Google.
And see where it takes me. Sometimes it's not good. And sometimes I read articles like that.
No wonder you sleep so well.
I sleep very well. I sleep so good. So many hours.
Yeah. Multiple hours.
Can we get another beverage? I ran out.
Yes. I was just spying a coffee that you guys had from the morning. And I was like, I think it's time for my coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. I love a good afternoon coffee.
2:30.
It won't be decaf, right?
No, goodness.
I mean, one time you brought up decaf, so we just have to ask every time.
It's decaf is for later in the evening.
Oh, okay. Evening still coffees.
Evening coffees for normal people.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like the Sagittarius comment. It was a little judgmental.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
the second half. I had to move my microphone.
You grew.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're not going to be able to get adopted.
Adoptable.
Yeah. You look too old.
So rude.
I would have to shave every day.
They would be like, Travi, why you got that 5 o'clock shadow? And you're like, I don't know what that is.
I've never heard that phrase
but
before.
But you could act
I'm
like you
six.
Were like 12 or 13-ish and be like, I have to shave the first time. How do I do this?
How do I do it, Dad?
Can you do it for me? You'd never have to shave yourself.
They'd be like, wow, Travis, you have a lot of beard hair
for your first time shaving.
Your first time.
Look how fast it grew back.
I think it came from a very hairy family of Sasquatches or something.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Stop questioning me.
You're making me mad. And you go to your room. Yeah. I do throw tantrums kind of like a teenager. So maybe they'll believe me.
Okay.
Don't you think post-pandemic we're a little tantrumy? Like little things set us off. So it could be believable.
Yes.
Not my best trait. But my most teenager trait.
It's okay.
You know, it's not believable.
No.
It's what? Really unbelievable. The things that Britney Spears said this week.
Oh my gosh.
Did you read the transcript of her thing?
Not the whole 30-minute speech, but I read a bunch of little bullet points from it. She needs adopt it now as an adult to get out of that situation. This is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I didn't realize the extent of what the conservatorship covered. So like for the last couple of years, I've just been like, just get married. That'll cut it off. It doesn't
cut it
off.
That was your suggestion because you said if she got married, she could start her own life.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to get married.
Not allowed to get married.
Not allowed to have a baby.
Yeah.
Not allowed to be in the car alone with her boyfriend.
Yeah. And has no decisions over any medication she was taking. So they had her on lithium and making her go to therapy 3 times a week. And one of the things with the therapist was, so her first therapist died, and she was basically like, she said in there somewhere, I think like maybe 20 minutes into it, she was like, I was happy when he died because of how like cruel he was. Wow. And so like,
because they're chosen by the family.
Exactly.
It's another control tactic.
Yeah. Hmm. And so she was happy when he died. They gave her this other one. The other one, they were making her go to an office, and she said to the conservator, not her dad, but the woman, please stop making me go to this person in public. The paparazzi's taking pictures of me when I leave, and I've been crying, and it's embarrassing.
But they're creating this whole story.
Yeah.
They want this.
They want her to look. They wanted her to look crazy. They wanted her to look like helpless.
But I think the most frustrating part is not. I mean, one, it was mind blowing to have her speak out and to finally hear all of the things that she's been suffering through. But then when you read some of the articles that say the year that the conservatorship was put in place, here's some of the things Britney did. She put out a number one album. She went on a tour that grossed this much money.
Yeah.
She was a guest host on a TV show. It just went on to say all the things that someone that wasn't allegedly competent to care for themselves did.
Yeah, accomplished. She had accomplishments.
Success we will never accomplish.
13 years of accomplishments now.
She did all of these things.
And to give her, this was one point that stuck out for me. You gave her an allowance
of her own money.
Well, this is my money. So you're not.
While paying yourself.
Yeah. So you're paying yourself and giving me an allowance. And I was listening actually on the way here. I was surprised that one of the podcasts I listened to, they actually brought it up and they were talking about it. And there has to be a balance, right? So there has to be some kind of legalities and not specific guidelines, but there has to be something where people in conservatorships, the people who are running that, the conservator, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have laws and rules that they have to follow. Now, those are going to look different for every single case, but what was the movie on Netflix? There was a movie on Netflix about this, very similar.
Oh, I didn't watch it, but Brian did. I can't remember what it's called.
Very good. The movie was really good, but it was where they took advantage of elderly people. Yeah. And I don't think it's a conservatorship. I think it's because when I used to do social work, people would have a guardian ad litem, but for children, they don't have full control over that, but they do guardian ad litems for elderly people as well. But they have very specific guidelines that they're required to follow. And why is that not in place for a conservatorship?
Exactly. There should be a guardian ad litem for something like this because that person is so disconnected. They are getting nothing from it except
they're
volunteers to say like, this seems bad. Like this isn't right.
But
like,
also, why did her dad as her conservator not only get paid to be her conservator, but also get a percentage of her tour profits, get a percentage of her merchandise profits. How does that protect her?
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't see how that fits in.
No.
And so you couldn't look at that scenario and say, it seems like there's maybe an ulterior motive here. Mm-hmm. And it's just the other piece that really stuck out, I think, for me and probably any other woman who's been on birth control or any type of contraceptive.
Right. Yeah.
They're forcing her to have an IUD. Mm-hmm. They will not let her take it out.
Yeah.
And it, you know why? Because if you're having the birth control pill, that's something that you have to take. So they're probably already forcing her to take other medications.
Other medications,
First, they need her to not have children. Why?
Yeah. Why does it matter?
Yeah. Why does that matter? Why can't, I didn't see the part, she can't be in the car with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that about?
She said,
her whole life is just controlled.
She didn't say exactly why. She just said, all I want is to be able to ride in a car with him. I'm not even allowed to do that. And what they told her, when she went to Hawaii, what was that, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Mm-hmm. Like that trip, I was like,
they're actually on a trip together.
Yeah, maybe she really is happy. Well, she brought that trip up and she was like, I was told that if I didn't go to my therapy sessions 3 times a week and if I told them no to anything, they were going to take away my vacation from me and I wasn't going to be allowed to go on my trip. And she was like, basically, this is my money.
Yes, I made this money.
I made this money and you're making me pay my abusers.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting because also like back in March, she posted this and I thought it was for her birthday. And I looked again today to double check myself because in case we talked about this. So in March, she posted a post that said, these are the women who mean so much to me in my life. And she posted a picture of Madonna, beautiful photo, a picture of Natalie Portman, gorgeous photo, a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker, gorgeous photo, and a picture of her sister. And the picture is horrible. Like one of those pictures that if your friend posted of you, you'd be like,
you hate me,
girl, do you hate me?
Yeah, like, take that down, girl,
please take that down. And when she posted it, I was like, these three photos are
deliberate,
beautiful and like professional photos. This photo looks like somebody took it on their camera phone and it's
in their delete folder. Terrible. Just not delete it yet.
And I was just like, This seems weird. It seems like you're doing.
So is she not close with her sister?
Well, in one of the quotes she said, no one in my family did a goddamn thing.
And she's like, they should all be in jail for what they've done to me.
And that she wants to sue her whole family. She wants to sue her father. She wants to sue the conservators. Like,
you know what I will say? You brought this up months ago and I was like, I'm not sure it's genuine. I genuinely believe her boyfriend loves her and that their relationship is real.
I think it's real because he has been so supportive in this last few months. Like,
he posted Free Britney before her testimony.
Yeah. I think he really does love her. And I think part of it is
quite a bit younger than her though.
Yeah. He's more famous overseas.
He has an ulterior motive, but
in his late 20s ish.
Yeah.
And she's probably in her late 30s and he has an established life.
Okay.
Yeah. He's an actor overseas. Okay. I think is he Persian?
I don't know. The article just said that he was a personal trainer.
It didn't
say anything about anything else. He was in one of her music videos. Actually, that's how they met. So as I was scrolling through their relationship recap on one of the things I read, they met on site of one of her music videos, got close, and then started dating.
Okay. So then also, as far as her vacation to Hawaii, did they come with her? Like, so
they weren't alone. Of course, she's not alone.
So not only you're holding this vacation over
that I'm taking
head,
you on
that I'm taking you on this vacation with my money that I've made while you have exploited me as a child.
Yeah. Right.
And then
let's start there.
Let's start from the very beginning
that she's been exploited her whole life, which honestly, anytime anyone's talking about celebrities, I really don't have pity for most celebrities. I have pity and I feel sorry for one celebrity in the world, and it's Britney Spears, because she has been deprived of one basic human need her whole life, and that is love.
Yeah.
She's literally never experienced real, actual, like just human, no strings attached, no, you don't need to give me anything, love. You're supposed to learn that from a parent, and her parents didn't do that. They literally just sold her, and I'm like...
And I was reading the history of her dad's upbringing, and he had a terrible upbringing as well. But when you have a terrible upbringing, I would just hope that you'd want better for your own child instead of then creating a terrible upbringing for your child. I think it said that one of his younger siblings died as an infant. His mom then committed suicide on the graveside of his younger sibling when he was a teenager. Then he's always had drug and alcohol problems, just a lot of chaos in his life. Okay. I'm not saying you're a perfect person.
No.
I'm not saying life gave you a perfect hand, but
be better.
You now, I would only hope would be better for the next round Okay, be better though.
And the cycle of abuse there though is so intriguing to me because, and maybe he wasn't abused, but a cycle of trauma. Mm-hmm. You went through trauma, and instead of coming out of that trauma and saying
no more,
I have to cut off the cycle, and I cannot allow my children to enter into the same cycle of trauma. You went like full all in. How much trauma can I possibly bring to
You're the Wikipedia
all of my
of trauma
children.
Now.
Yeah.
James Spears.
Because he brought it to all of his children, but but she was the one who became the most famous, so she got the brunt of all of the trauma.
Okay, but opinion. How do you all feel now about Justin Timberlake saying free Britney as soon as it happened?
That was going to be actually my question because again, as I was pulling up, that was the discussion that was starting on the podcast I was listening to, so I didn't get to hear their opinion, so I have no opinion other than I don't remember exactly their relationship, but did he not kind of contribute to some trauma for her as well?
Yeah.
And then now
it was because they broke up and she had that Barbara Walters interview where they're like, did you break his heart? Did you hurt him? Did you cheat on him? And he went on to this massive stardom where everyone felt bad for him and thought he was so wonderful. We don't actually know why they broke up or what happened. But they made her look bad in it, and
also
he went with
like,
it because
it's also none of our business.
The label
like,
told
it's
him
their,
to.
It's their private life.
Right,
like,
but whatever they went through, he had the power position, probably of being a male that the label embraced,
exactly.
And she didn't.
And she didn't.
And of course, in his rise in celebrity, he probably didn't think of going back to help her. So my opinion is, yes, thank God, absolutely, you save free Britney. I hope behind the scenes
you're doing a lot more than saying free Britney.
Exactly.
Yes, that's I'm in the same boat. I'm like
it's not your job to free Britney.
No,
but
you did help contribute to why she's in the place that she's in now. You're not the reason, but you are a contributing factor.
Exactly.
So
if someone in your life went through that, and you can fix it.
Then you need to help in any way you can. If that's like making sure that you can like behind the scenes with some of your power that you can help her get the correct lawyer.
There are so many celebrities that support her though. How can they not get a lawyer to then represent her
and help her? And the ACLU has said that they would be willing to help. I did get a little annoyed at one celebrity and I do like her and I appreciate the work she's doing in the world, but so Rose McGowan went on Fox News and I'm just
why was she there in the first place?
And I'm like, that's what made me mad. I'm like, she went on Tucker Carlson and I'm like, why are you giving him a platform? You are doing all this awesome work on feminism and breaking Hollywood of this.
Unless you're going to Pete Buttigieg Fox News interviews.
And she didn't.
Then you can't go.
And she didn't. She went on there and she, at one point she goes, she said, the media did this to her. The media is corrupt. And Tucker, you talk about how corrupt the media is. And I was like, no, do not feed in. He is talking about CNN. You're talking about Hollywood, Rose McGowan. He's talking about CNN. And now you've conflated the two and now you've created confusion. So I did get a little annoyed at that because I'm like, no. They're going to take that one soundbite out of context.
Yep, absolutely.
And say, Rose McGowan thinks that the media is broken, that the media
is
their fault. Well, it's not CNN's fault. And that's who Fox News is talking about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about TMZ and People Magazine.
And the media did embrace her downfall.
They did.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And there was only one Craig. He's late night. Scottish Craig Ferguson.
Oh, yes.
He's the only late night person when she had like the meltdown. Mm-hmm. The second night of it, after everybody had been making jokes, he got on TV and he said, I'm not making a joke about this. It's not funny. And he got very serious in his thing.
He must have experience with mental health or something in his life.
Because he got very serious and he said, this isn't a joke. This is somebody's mental health. We are not going to joke about that on this show. And we're going to keep this moving and we're going to move on now. But I'm just letting you know, I'm not making a joke about it because it's not funny.
Yeah. And not that it's about him, but how good does he probably feel right now that he is like one of the only people who didn't lean into
that?
That
he can look back
and
at 13 years ago, he didn't do that.
And say, I respected this from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And listen, if the last year hasn't taught us anything, situations will fucking break you.
Yes.
They will break you. And anybody who is trying to promote themselves in this situation, like, because for me, the Justin thing is, I'm like, do you need a little attention right now or what? Because to your point, there's so many people and celebrities that support her and can help her. And he's like, me and Jessica with their little it's happy family. It's important to us that we free it's her. It's important yeah. to us. Well, then do it. Then fucking do
then
it.
Then do it. Because yeah.
do it. You can
yeah.
do it.
Then do yeah. it.
Get her an attorney that you would get if you were defending yourself or something yeah. and go do it.
Yeah. Exactly. And she's the victim. So I don't think anybody that's in her life now previously gets to decide how she feels.
Exactly.
She is finally getting that chance to speak up. And Justin, I'm sorry, boo, but you need to be quiet and let her listen.
A little piece of
listen
me thought that maybe help. Listen. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
Do you know who the celebrity I think is that's most likely going to rescue her?
Oprah.
That's a good one.
I just guess.
I would say Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Okay, Dolly Parton. I could see that as well.
I thought maybe even like maybe Cher would maybe do something because Cher did do an interview.
Yes, and she's brought this up.
And she's brought this up where she's like, I was on the Las Vegas stage. I was working as hard as she was working. You can't do that if you aren't.
If you're unwell.
If you're unwell.
What about all the other performers that are unwell?
Well, and there was something else that I noticed when I was reading, because I read the whole transcript.
Where's Kanye's conservator?
He needs one.
Yeah. That's the thing.
If we're having handing out conservators, let's hand out one
to
Kanye.
We have a list of suggestions.
We could just swap Jamie Spears as someone else.
Yeah.
He's so eager to help.
Yeah.
Honestly, it might be celebrities. It might be some local people that
we know that
need help. We know. We have suggestions.
You won't get paid as much by the local people,
but it's fine.
Calendar will be full.
They need help.
Well, and I did read
that
through.
That medium just isn't cutting it.
As I was reading I did tell Brian, I don't mean this in the way it's probably going to come off. So if it sounds classist, I was raised in Indian Trail, North Carolina with very basic education.
Which he has since spent hundreds of thousands of hours
learning.
But being from the South, and Brittany's from the South, and so one of the things I noticed as I was reading through it is her sentence structure and her grammar is very, very normal for young Southerners.
Because that's where she was frozen in time.
Mississippi?
She's from Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay.
And I thought to myself, I was like, so not only did you rob her of like just being able to like have a normal life or any of just being getting to just do things and experience life, you also robbed her of basic education. Mm-hmm. And it's very obvious in her. And now obviously you have to factor in nerves. She was probably nervous as fuck because she even said in one part in the transcript, she said, I'm afraid to tell you this because if you don't let me go, I have to go back.
This is my life forever.
I have to go back to these people.
This is, they
after
control
I said all of this about them. So she was obviously extremely nervous. There were two times where the judge had to stop her because she was speaking so fast. The stenographer couldn't keep up. And then there was one time she stopped herself and said, I'm sorry, I know I'm speaking really fast right now. So obviously
she's
nerves.
Probably just trying to get it all
out. But I just, as I was reading through it, I was like, somebody who is that, has that much money and that much fame and everything also deserves, if they want additional education in anything, they deserve that because they've earned the money to go and get that. So like you didn't give her basic.
It's control. It's more control.
Because if you've not educated her, you can control her.
And I just don't think, this is a slight sidebar related, but I just don't know that we as, you know, quote unquote, everyday people can understand what it's like to go through that. Because I heard recently that T-Pain went through a deep, deep depression of 4 years because Usher, there's details we don't know about, but Usher told him that auto-tuning his voice ruined the music industry.
And it broke him.
He said, it took me 4 years to come out of this depression because that was my music, who I am.
Yeah.
And I just heard this the other day, so I haven't had a chance to like read more about it and what that entailed. But basically they were on a plane together. Usher said, tell him to come back here. And I'm sure there was more to the conversation, but as a person who...
But we're just watching this performer in their career that seems so successful.
Yeah.
And they got broken
for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that's a snippet of something that happened to someone that we see as a celebrity, an artist, you know,
thriving,
talented, thriving. And then multiply that by how many years? I mean, obviously Britney's not 40, but the amount of time that she spent.
And this is family.
And you think, I think people, maybe they don't forget, but sometimes I think I forget that Brittany was in Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah, exactly. So you were
she's
how
a
old?
Little girl.
And I have a niece that's around that age. And I'm like, I can't imagine. I'm watching her grow mm-hmm. and how you could start at something that young. It changes your entire personality and who you
are. And people are
growing.
Putting on... But doing your hair, they're doing your makeup as a little kid.
Yeah.
Like I just think about, like, obviously we were all raised as being millennials. We were raised in this new world where fashion magazines and things like that were easily accessible because the internet was a thing that we were able to start accessing, and how easy that was to kind of like shape who we became as adults because those voices are in our head.
Right.
You don't look good enough. You're not good enough. Mm-hmm. You can't ever achieve good enough. And not only did she have that because she's also a millennial, but on top of that, she had adults who were putting makeup on her face and saying like, oh, you look really pretty now.
I remember judging her body. I remember people talking about how tight her abs were when she did the snake thing. And then after her breakdown, how terrible she looked when she came out and did that music video.
Give me more, whatever.
People will be like, oh my God, she looks terrible. Well, looking back, she looks great.
She looks great,
But we've
never actually looked like that.
Your judge body is our goal.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was just the culture. It's
terrible. The culture. Yeah. And the culture like breaks down people on purpose, which is just, I don't know. I don't understand how it got to that point. Well, I think we do understand how it got to the point, but I don't understand like why it got to that point, I guess. And I do feel really bad. I hope that they release her from this because
I think it's a long road to get released because it sounds like she now has to go actually do a real
petition. She has to do a petition.
Which she didn't even know because they haven't told her that.
No.
So she has to get her own attorney.
Yeah.
She has to do a real petition. She probably has to go through a mental eval even though she says she doesn't want one.
Yeah.
So she has to go through a lot of steps, but my prediction is within the next year, I think she will be freed from the conservatorship.
I do hope the ACLU helps her.
And how scary will that next year be for her? That's
terrifying.
What I keep thinking about.
What will they do?
What will they
do to her?
And I know this is drastic, but I'm like, they could murder her and say she committed suicide. You don't know, because then would they get all her money, right?
Yeah.
This is a scary situation.
Not going to her
or drug her up and make it look like she's being crazy
exactly.
again.
Like any things. Like, of course, you know, my scenario is the most drastic, but there are so many things that you could do. And
it's a mental attack.
Free
on
Britney
her.
Is not just some cute fucking hashtag.
No.
This is a real thing. And I think it's important. And I really hope that people have the power to stand up. Because we can talk about it, but we can't do anything. And I mean, there's an entire podcast that they've actually detailed this entire journey of Britney Spears being in a conservatorship and what that has looked like, and psychoanalyzing her Instagram videos and how they think she is. And I was showing it to my mom because she just doesn't know much about it. And I was like, my mom's like, she doesn't look well.
No, she doesn't look well.
She doesn't.
Well, and one of the things she said in this thing was they were telling her no one could do her hair or makeup because of the pandemic. And she said, she's like, but my maid would come in once a week to clean the house and she'd have really pretty nails and like was obviously getting services done. And they kept lying to me and telling me
because they want her to look tragic
because they want her to look
like
that.
And challenges them.
And I think what you're saying about this being important, it's not a cute thing. And I think it's important not just because of Britney. This is important because this is one of the most influential and powerful women of our generation, and they did this to her.
Absolutely.
So what are they doing to people who have no platform, no power, no money? You could do this to any human. And I did think, especially the lithium thing, when I was reading through that, I thought, because I take I have a medication for my migraines. I use it very sparingly, only when I have to, because it literally for about
the only thing he does not use sparingly is Tylenol.
Because for about 24 hours, I can't really think. I can form a
it
alters everything.
Chemistry.
And I thought with this lithium, you're probably giving her too much.
Yes. Yes.
And you're controlling her, and then take this down to the next level of people who don't have the same power that she does. You could just drug anybody up. And I even thought that the other day when I took my medicine, because I had taken it about a month ago, and because of the way I felt, I was like, it just clicked in my brain. I was like, oh my God, when people get committed, they can just give them these drugs without anyone questioning what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you can just turn people into zombies without their permission, and they actually might be fine. You're just making them that way. And I thought the same thing with her. I'm like, You've just been giving her a drug to control her.
Yep.
Not because she actually needed it. And that's disgusting. Like, it's gross. It's a violation.
Yep.
So free Britney and advocacy for mental health.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we've had fun on this brunch.
Yeah.
We've had serious on this brunch.
Yep. I don't want it to end. So I think this should be the end of a part one.
Okay.
Let's go get some coffees and be continued.
We need coffees.
We need coffees.
Yeah. And right before we end this part one, we do want to remind you all that we are participating in the Alley 26 virtual cocktail class again this month, month of July.
It's this week. It's on the 8th.
Yep. I haven't bought my tickets yet. Travis bought them while we were at this table, so I'll be buying them at this table.
Right, yes.
Last time I did it with my mom, she's out of town. I'm not sure who's a good candidate to do it with, so...
Accepting applications.
We're accepting applications for virtual cocktailing with Chelsea.
But we recommend it. Alley 26, make some rum drinks with us virtually.
Yep. I'm excited
Doesn't matter where you're at.
Rum will be fun.
Yeah.
And you can, you can do it literally anywhere.
Yeah.
In the country, there's like somebody on there who's always like in New Hampshire.
Do you think Travis will turn his camera on this
week? Well, now I have to because they've asked me to.
I'm going to go to his house.
Okay, and turn his camera on.
And then I'll drive back to my house really fast.
Really fast. Okay.
I believe
and
you.
Then make the cocktails. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will turn on my camera.
Actually,
so maybe
we'll
see some of you on the class.
Yes.
You'll definitely see Amy and I.
Yes.
I will turn it on. You'll see
my
face.
We don't believe you. Bye.
Okay, we'll just text Brian. Okay, bye. Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Pop Joy Media production.